Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me,
how I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with
my friends at the old country church.
Good evening. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as I get into your word, with this study this evening, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to bring to us, Father, a greater revelation of this thy word and to give it to us, Father, in truth, so that we are not deceived by those which are teaching things contrary to thy word. And Father, I ask the Holy Spirit now to open our hearts and minds to be receptive unto this thy word. And Father, be with us throughout the study this evening. And I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you know we always, in the evening, we start out with communion. So if you've got your stuff ready, get your bread. All right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we begin to take part in this communion and eating of this bread and partaking of this cup, we're asking before we do this, Father, that if we have done anything that has been displeasing in your sight, forgive us, Father, because we want to go into this with a clean, pure heart. Now, Father, I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you got your bread? We know that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and broke it. And when he had given thanks and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Take your bread. And after the same manner, also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Take your cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Then there's a warning also with this. I want to share this. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread, drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not disconcerting the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. For when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, carry one for another. Okay. And may the Lord add his grace, mercy, and blessing to you. And now, if you will, let's go over to Matthew chapter 20. Give you just a little bit of time to get there. You know, tomorrow is New Year's Day, the first day of the new year. What have you really got planned for the new year? Are you making any plans of getting closer with the Lord Jesus Christ? Or are you planning on just things for yourself? We need to be getting closer to him, because church, and those of you that will hear this message, we are getting closer to his coming for the church and the end of this age. We don't know exactly when, but we do know we are getting close. And those that are not ready, that are left behind, they're going to go through things that they never dreamed. No way of ever being able to dream of the things that are coming upon this world. Now, let us get into our study for the night, this 20th chapter. And again, we've got the Lord doing the teaching tonight. And there's 34 verses. Verse 1. The Lord starts out here, he says, for the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. When he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. Now, a penny a day, to us in this day and time, I don't think any of us would be working for that price. We don't know really what that amounted to in the day we're talking about here. And he went out about the third hour and saw another standing idle in the marketplace and said unto them, go ye and also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. And again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. Six. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing out and said unto them, why stand ye here all the day idle? They said unto him, because no man has harvest. He saith unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall you receive. Eight. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his stewards, call the laborers and give them their harvest, beginning from the last unto the first. Nine. And when they came, they were hard about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. 10. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny. 11. But when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of 12, saying, these last have run but 1 hour. Thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. 13. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Did not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Now, you know, when you look at this, that as husbandman, as householder, hard for his vineyard, and how he's paying them all equal, regardless of the time they had worked, and some wasn't liking it. But this parable reinforces Jesus' teaching regarding true Christian service and riches. His house, the householder, is Christ himself. He is the master of the vineyard, and the field of labor, service to the world through his church. Early in the morning, the first workers were hard at dawn. A penny represents a denarius or a common day's wage. Others standing idle in the marketplace were not lazy, but were in the usual place to seek employment. From this unemployed group, the householder hired additional workers at 9 a.m., noon, and at 3 p.m., and again at 5 p.m. And the pay scale will be whatsoever is right, indicating Christ's justice. You see, it's up to him, to his labors. When evening was come, that is, at the end of the day, every man was paid the same wage. Therefore, the first hard labors they murmured against the good man. However, he reminded them that he had been just in paying them what they bargained for. And the statement, I will give unto this last even as unto thee, is Jesus' interpretation of the last shall be first and the first last. There is here perhaps a sweeping view of church history in which those working in the last hour are promised blessings equal to that of his original disciples. Thus Jesus warns against jealousy and impurity of motive in serving him. Now think about that. We today can receive the same rewards and all from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as those in the early church did. Depends on how we work, even though we are last, we can become first. All right, 15. He says, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last, for many be called, but few chosen. We see that in a lot of different places too, don't we? As we study God's word. That 16th verse. 17. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 20 or the 12 disciples apart in the way and said unto them, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death. He's letting his disciples know now what is coming his way. He is going there to meet, because that was the purpose that he came to this earth for. Now, 19. And shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again. He's telling them all about it. My ear in 20. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, what wilt thou? And she said unto him, grant that these my two sons may set the one on thy right hand and the other on the left in thy kingdom. She's wanting to bring them up high, her two sons. But you see here again, you know when you really stop and think about it, these answers that Jesus gives when he's asked these questions are really great. And it really gives you and I something to accept and remember and to put into our lives. But Jesus answered and said, ye know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they say unto him, we are able. Now they're saying they're able to take all that he's going to be taking. And he saith unto them, ye shall drink indeed of my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. Now, he's letting them know they're not going to get this request. But he's letting them know why, but he's also letting them know that they are going to be going through a lot of things. 24. And when the 10 heard it, they were moved with indignation against the two brothers. But see, that wasn't supposed to be either. There again, you've got jealousy coming in there. 25, but Jesus called them unto him and said, you know that the prince of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. 28, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. You see, when they want to holler about something, how Jesus is coming back to give them an answer. And the journey to Jerusalem is now resumed after the stay in Perea as the final events of his life draw nearer. The Lord again seeks to enlighten his disciples, Zebedee's children. The two sons are the apostles James and John, and grant might better be translated command. And the request and the indignation of the others that follow show that the disciples are still thinking in terms of setting up an early kingdom in spite of the clear prediction of suffering and death our Lord had just made. The cup and the baptism both refer to the Lord's suffering and death. His life could be translated his soul. A ransom. This important phrase provides one of the occasions when the doctrine of the substitutionary atonement is mentioned in the Synoptic Gospels. It implies a price paid for the deliverance of captives. His life thus became the cost of our redemption. And many does not necessarily restrict the extent of his atonement as contrasted to all, but it does indicate that not all would accept his offer of salvation. And we know, because as we study, especially as we go through all of the Gospels, we find, well, we are told that there's going to be more walk that road of destruction than will walk the road of salvation. We don't know how many of either. It just tells us that there'll be a greater number walk the road of destruction than those. It tells us that there'll just be a few find that way of salvation. We don't know how to. We do know that when he destroyed the earth by flood, there was only 8 souls saved at that time. Now we figure they're going to be a lot more than that, by the way that his wording is, as we go through the word, through the Bible, that there'll be many. Can it be as the number of the sands of the sea, which no man could number? So we know there's going to be a great number make it into heaven. And you figure a greater number that's not going to make it. And that's according to this word of Almighty God. Now, we're also, as we study and read, we can see parallel accounts in Mark, Luke, that places this event on the approach to the city, whereas Mark and Matthew state as they depart from Jericho. In actuality, there were 2 Jerichos. The Roman city lay about a mile east of Herod's winter headquarters, also called Jericho, where the wealthy friends of the Herodian family lived, near the place and fortress. The healing of the blind man evidently took place while Jesus was going from one city to the other. And Luke's attention would be on the Herodian city, where his next recorded event, the calling of Zacharias, took place. 2 blind men are mentioned by Matthew, while the other synoptic refers only to the more prominent. Bartimaeus, rebuked by the crowd, cried loudly, "Thou date son of David," a messianic title earlier awarded by Jesus in public, but now accepted as he approached Jerusalem. The miracle of restoring their sight was told, so that afterwards they followed him. Now you see, as we go to 29, and as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David." And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried out more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David." And Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What will ye that I shall do unto you?" they say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. So he's healed both of them. We have come now to the end of chapter 20. We're going to be stopping here for the evening, going to the Lord in prayer, giving him thanks. Father, I come now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to thank you for this word, Father, to thank you for the Lord Jesus and for the Holy Spirit and for the time that we can come together and spend time in your word with each other, Father, so that we can learn how to walk closer unto the Lord Jesus Christ, closer with you, Father, and to be able to see and to understand the things that the Holy Spirit will give us and the things that we are asked to accomplish and to do, the work that is set before us, Father. Let us finish each and every bit of it. Now, Father, we pray for Israel. We pray for peace. But more than that, Father, we pray for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. Father, this land of ours, which we live, filled with so much evil, getting worse each and every day. Father, we know that unless your hand moves upon this land, we're going to lose it. But we know, Father, that you are in control and your plans are being put together and being ready to use according to your will and your word. But Father, I'm praying that those that are sitting in our high places that are evil, that has brought this evil upon this land, be removed from the office and replaced with those that are yours, those that are walking in righteousness, that will serve you, Lord, and that will work with us to bring this land to repentance and work with us to put our government back on the foundation which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I pray for each and every one that is part of this ministry, that studies with us, that will hear this. This your word, Father, that they will walk in health, knowing their healing comes by the stripes that Jesus bore. Those stripes he bore upon them, Father, brought some healing to us. And Father, let us never forget this. Never forget what Jesus went through so that we could have salvation and a better life here on this earth. And I pray for each and every family, Father. We all have family members that are not walking right. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit to work within our families and work with us, that they, Father, can hear thy word and realize that they need the Lord Jesus Christ that they will accept him. Father, and their lives change and they can become a child. Now, Father, be with us as we separate for this evening and tonight. Keep us in health, Father. Keep us safe. And bring us back together some morning and back into your world at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. This, Father, is my prayer. In Jesus' name. Okay. Amen.
All right. Have a great, great evening. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Night, all.